So now that we're getting ready for Lee, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath through your nose and exhale out your mouth. And take another deep breath and feel the wind outside flowing through your body and blowing out anything that is inappropriate in your life. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale again, let that wind carry away anything that is inappropriate and no longer needed. And as you take your next breath, feel that wind bringing to you what you have been asking for. The wind has been traveling for a very long way to get to here, to get to this spot. So what you've been seeking and asking is sometimes as easy to obtain as riding on the wings of that wind. So take one last breath, and as we exhale, we want to send our love and gratitude and compassion on that wind, the wind that is flowing through here at such force. Allow that wind to carry our love, carry our gratitude and compassion to every single person that that wind is going to encounter.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the second channel in Adelaide. And we could refer to the first one, talking about change. And if you want to look at perhaps one of the largest changes that start to occur to the old soul, it's going to be allowance. We've spoken of this before. And the allowance is this: the allowance of a belief system that would be flexible. Instead of a belief system which is linear and contains structure and compartments of truth that never change, you have one that is elastic. And what you say is, today I learned something very interesting. I'm not sure it's complete, but I know that it can be, and I expect to find out the rest of the story. But what if what I tell you next expands what you thought you knew, way past that which you'd ever been told? And it has to do, dear ones, with the magnificence of your soul. It has to do with the compassion of God that is bigger than you could ever imagine. It has to do with love that is deeper and more pure than anything you could ever express as a human. And it comes from that which is the Creator. Your soul. It is eternal. We said that. It should make sense to you that it is. And in that cognizing or realization that your soul is forever, you start to understand the grandness of your core. And so much of this is hidden from you. It's hidden from you so that that test of energy and free choice on this planet will not be interrupted. But the truth is this, dear ones, right after you take your last breath on this planet, you start to remember that soul of yours has that journey we've talked about before. When you start to hear the music of light yet again, you're part of the universe. You're part of everything that is. You're not segmented. You're free. in a way that you cannot even believe you're free. Your soul does not stay separate like your body stays separate, because it is multidimensional and is one with everything. And yet it can be called out at any time as a soul with your name on it, a name we sing in light. This is magnificence of the human being. Far grander and greater than anything that you've ever been told is who you are. And in that, there are greater plans afoot than you've ever been told. And we have mentioned these things many times, but now we're in a group that is specific and we can mention them yet again. There is purpose here. There's purpose for life, there's purpose for death. There are systems of incarnation and expression here that are beautiful and go beyond the logic of the human being. Some of you have lost friends recently. So has my partner. Sometimes the loss would seem inappropriate in that it's too soon. Sometimes the loss of a friend, a sister or a brother, a child, is shattering. I'm speaking to somebody here. Shattering. And there is that moment or two or three or four where you're mad at God, where there's no reconciling what has happened. It's awful. It's like a horror in your life that remains, especially the loss of a child. And you would ask and ask and ask, dear God, why? What could be the possible reason why I would lose my mate at this point? Why I would lose my brother or my sister or my mom or my dad? Way before its time, it would seem, that these things would occur. And if you would ask those who are the shamans or the ones who are the spiritual guides, dear ones, they don't know. These things are part of a system. And I would like to tell you more about it so that you'd understand the magnificence of something that to you might be awful, might be blackness. What if I told you that there is indeed profound purpose in those that leave early? There's somebody who's lost a child here. What if I told you something? The child didn't leave. It just changed forms. The child has an agreement with you to stay with you till your last breath, enhance your life, be part of your life, walk with you to remind you who you are, and love you until the end. And without that, you might not be alive today. That's profound. That's a system. That's love. That's a compassion that you may not have ever thought of, ever. Sometimes humans will leave early, way before their time, so that they can reincarnate and come back, grow up, and be part of your life later. Perhaps to be your parents later, to be your mentors later. Old souls help old souls. And it's a grand system that's starting to change. And it's starting to change because of this shift that you've been through. You might say those who are leaving early are laying a groundwork of old soul profundity so that when you come back, you will be in their arms. Their teaching will be already set, profound books written, and you'll sit at their feet and remember and remember and remember. This shift of humanity is beginning to even change how souls come and go. And I tell you these things to soothe your heart and be still the horror that you might have in thinking about the losses that you've suffered recently. I'm talking to those who would listen to this later, and I'm saying to you, can you celebrate this? Can you feel those who seemingly have passed but are still with you? Right now in this room, dear ones, if souls are eternal, they're here. And that begs another question. How can they be here and also in reincarnate? Because you don't understand things which are multidimensional. You don't understand souls that can split and souls that can be in several places at the same time, doing different things and helping others. This is advanced metaphysics, way beyond anything that you have been told. And yet, it's real. I want you to feel the reality of this. I want you to understand in your hearts the beauty of it. And I want you to know that you, dear ones, are not victims in any way, shape, or form, that there is reasons for all of these things, and they will enhance you, your life, if you let it, right now and beyond when you return. Right now. Relax, if you can, in the loving arms of God when the Creator says to you, we know of your sorrow and we wish you to turn it into peacefulness, that all is well and the soul of the one who's departed is alive and well and smiling and knows you and is here. Knows you and is here. Knows you and is here. If you can do this, it is the evolvement of the human spirit into that which will be an evolution of knowledge, awareness, permission for you to change. The tolerance, dear ones, that you're going to need is great. For systems you never thought of, and some of you who will not believe it. So I ask for this tolerance and the expansion of thought. And for those who don't believe what I'm telling you now, watch for certain things to happen in the next weeks that you can't explain. Because that is what we want to show you, the reality of something that you didn't expect. They're here. They know you. They love you. As you sit there in a multidimensional way, that soul is alive and it's well. And it's saying to you, please, just let me love you. Be peaceful for the rest of your life, for I'm here. It's the truth. And if you can allow it, you're going to walk out differently than you came. Advanced information, yes. Beyond what you thought, yes. And beautiful beyond belief. I've just given you something that can change your whole life. If you'll allow it into that elastic bubble of belief. Go from this place. In some ways, rejuvenated, in some ways, curious, but always in allowance of greater things to be. And so it is.